Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. Getting better. It's Working by William Murphy. Isn't that an awesome song? Woo! Our favor. It's working in our favor, saints. Hallelujah. Woo! I get excited. Hello. Hallelujah. Welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Larry, Ruby Larry, for today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And read that out of the King James Version, and I came from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. It's a corporate prayer. Each and every one is invited to come on at 7, and we stay for about 30, 40 as the Lord lead. So come on out and pray with us on Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's California time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The calling number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com, or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com. Hear our archived messages. And we just appreciate, and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and Evangelist Bernard and me that call in, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or on the chat room. If you're on the internet, you can hear and come up and hear us, during the broadcast today. And, you know, with no further ado, I'm going to turn you over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way out of New Orleans. And the next voice you'll hear is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and somebody going to pray, and then she's going to announce the speaker for this hour. Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Ah, glory to God. You all may have heard me screaming a little bit today. Oh, I'm screaming because I'm in love with Jesus. I'm screaming because guess what? His promises are yea and amen. I'm screaming because God is not like man. He'll never forget your labors of love. I thank God for that song. That's my signature song for this season. It's working. How many know that it's working for your good? Hey, glory to God. The Bible says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. According to God's purpose. I love God today. I love him. Woo! If I had a Lady Carol today on the line, I would have her to sing. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Ah, Glory to God. Oh, I bless him today. Once again, we thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection. I tell you, this radio broadcast blessed me every time I'm able to get on and hear a speaker, an anointed speaker that is living holy, somebody that's holding up the bloodstained banner, somebody that's preaching and teaching the unadulterated word of God. It stirs me up. Amen. I feel like Jeremiah today. Ah, hallelujah. He says, it's like fire. This Holy Ghost is like fire shut up in your bones. Amen. And when you see God manifest, hallelujah, promise that he made to you, that fire just intensifies. Amen. I bless the Lord today. I tell you, I got to share this, and then we're going to get right on into the segment. I can't tell you all my business. Hallelujah. But when God begins to bless you, and you know it's God, all you can do is just lay before him and say, Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Amen. I tell you, last Thursday, we had the privilege of having Bishop Jesse Grant, one of our favorites, on the line, and I love Bishop Grant. You know, many of you all that are on Facebook, you all know him as the bishop that is just talking out loud. Amen. But one thing about him, he might talk out loud, but anything he say to you, look for it to come to pass. Hallelujah. Last week, he's not a man that come on and prophesy all the time. But he comes on and he preach and teach the gospel. Then he said, bye-bye, Evangelist Bernard, I'm gone. He don't stay for no questions and answers. He don't stay for any accolades. Amen. He do what is a, he fulfill his assignment, and then he move on. But last week, he prophesied something to me. And I have to go back and listen to it in its entirety. But he told me, he said, Evangelist Bernard, he said, before Wednesday next week, he said, God is going to do something in your life that's going to blow you out of here. He said he's going to blow your mind before next Wednesday. And he said, I'm putting my reputation on the line. He said, if I be a man of God, it's going to happen before Wednesday. And he said, if it doesn't happen, he said, you get on Twitter and Facebook and blast me out and let the folks know I'm a lying prophet. Well, I'm here today to let the audience know that God, oh God, I've been riding around in a circle for about an hour, over an hour. Hallelujah, because guess what? Everything the man of God, he didn't tell me what God's going to do, but he told me that God told him to tell me that he was going to do something for me. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah, Jesus. And I tell you, God did it, God did it, God did it. I'm riding around in circles. I had to stop in front of my aunt's door. Nobody's out here. You know, folks is at work this time of evening, so nobody out here, they don't even see me sitting in this car. But I had to try to regain my composure. God, blow my mind. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why, I had to do something last week that dealt with this subject matter that we're on this week. I had to humble myself, even though I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. Hallelujah. But I humbled myself, and I went back and asked for forgiveness. Forgive me of any offense. I did that just last week, not knowing that I was opening up an avenue, not knowing that I was opening up a pathway for God to bless me. Hey, y'all, Oshaya. And I feel like if I hadn't did that last week, then I wouldn't have saw what God was going to do today. I wouldn't have, hallelujah. But I did that. So we're dealing with a subject today that is a powerful subject. We're dealing with a subject today that if you would make a commitment to humble yourself before the mighty hands of God, God would perform that which he has spoken over your life. If you would make a commitment today and say, Lord, I'm going to humble myself. Even though I didn't think I was wrong, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get it right with my brother and sister. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to take the low seat. Hallelujah. I'm going to go in my secret closet and I'm going to cry a little bit. Lord, I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm going to ask him for forgiveness anyway. We're dealing with this subject this week, and I know God gave it to me, the power of humility. And when the Lord put it in my spirit, the first scripture he gave me, Mother Charity, was Philippians 2 and 8. He talked about Jesus humbling himself. That's what I went to when I thought about humility, the power of humility. Jesus Christ humbled himself. I'm not the speaker today because I couldn't even speak today. I'm so tore up. I don't know which way to go here. I'm asking the Lord to help me to drive today because God done blew the socks. I don't have no socks on. I have some knee highs on. But God, I can almost tear off my legs because God has done something for me today. Ah, glory to God. So I tell you, listen to this word that's going to come forth today. I'm not the speaker, but we have an anointed woman of God, a woman of God that I believe that God has something special waiting for her. I believe that God is going to perform a miracle in her life. And as she speaks the word today, I'm asking the Lord to open up doors for her. While she's speaking to you, while she's ministering to you, I'm asking the Lord to fix some things in her life. I'm asking the Lord to turn some situations around. I'm asking the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, to open up some new doors for her. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prophetess that's going to come and share the word of God with us today. God, you know who she is. You know everything about her. You know where she's living. You know what she's driving. You know what she eats. You know what size she is. You know what side of the bed she woke up on. You know how many hairs are on her head. You know everything. Where you know everywhere her feet tread. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, I'm asking you to anoint her today. Anoint her to speak a word into somebody's life that would encourage them, that would inspire them, that would empower them to trust in God. Oh, God, in that subject, the power of humility. Oh, God, as she begins to speak to us, we want you to minister to her also today. And glory to God. Bless every listener under the sound of her voice, God. Hallelujah. Those that are listening live on the internet, those that may revisit the archives a little later, God, let this word go forth with power, God. Let it fall on good ground, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Remember our mothers on the line today. Remember our pastors and our leaders, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord God, to do something miraculous. Prove to your people that you're still God. Prove to your people that you're still blessed. Prove to your people that you're still healing. Prove to them that you're still in the deliverance business. Prove to them, to God, that you can save to the utmost. Hallelujah. Make every liar, hallelujah, turn every liar into one that'll trust you, into one that'll change that lie and let that lie become a truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I prophesy new life today to every listener. Oh, I prophesy new life to every caller. I prophesy new life, hallelujah, to those that are following us on Twitter and Facebook. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy new life to them today, God. In the name of Jesus, use this mighty woman of God. Use her today, God. Hallelujah. Make her to know that you're not through with her yet. Make her to know that her future looks brighter than it did on yesterday. Hallelujah. Remember our children, God. Remember our ministries, God. Remember those that are still in the struggle with us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for Prophetess Global. We thank you for taking out of our busy schedule. We thank you for Dunamis Ministry. We thank you for Voices of Evangelism. So with no further ado, we like to just let the prophetess come on. Hallelujah. And share with us what God has given to us, to her. On today, God bless you, Prophetess Glover. All the way out of Atlanta, Georgia. Hallelujah, the overseer of Dunamis Ministries and Voices of Evangelism. None other than Prophetess Theodora T. Glover. God bless you, woman.
Amen. I praise God certainly for Pastor Adrian Bernard, as well as, again, to Mother Ruby Larry and to everybody that's on the line. We certainly thank God again for another day. And quickly, I'm just going to pray and ask God to just touch the word as it goes forth. God, we thank you for a word today, a word that's anointed, Lord God, from by you, Lord God, a word that's sealed with power and authority to lift your people like never before. And so, God, I ask you right now to give me the wisdom, the knowledge, the tongue of the loan. And, Lord God, give me the willing to do it. I'm going to do exactly what you've called me to do. And, God, then we'll be done. But, God, I thank you today that, God, your word will lift someone in every situation, in every manner. And for this, we give your name the praise. If you will, go with me to the book of First Peter, and I'm going to read this the scripture that I'm going to start with just right off the bat. But we're going to go to First Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 6, and the text reads this way. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time or due season, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, whom have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, will make you perfect or establish you, strengthen you, settle you. To him be glory, dominion. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to go back to the opening of this particular text. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And so I really want to just stay there and talk, and I'm going to walk a little bit through the text here, but I really, God impressed this upon my spirit after Pastor Bernard asked me to come on, and he said, I want you to teach from this text and elaborate a little bit on it, simply because this is what I'm going to do in the lives of my people and even in your life, and I want you to be encouraged through the word and through the text. But he wanted me to be very focused in the delivery of the fact that he says, humble yourselves. He says, but now humble yourselves where? Under the mighty hand of God. And so I'm just going to use for a theme today, and I'm just going to say the humbled one. And there's power in humility, but God brings us a place where we know him, where we trust him, and we walk in faith, trusting his word. Why? Because he's God and his word cannot lie. So now he gives us a declaration here through the text, and he tells us, he says, now I want you to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, because I am going to do something powerful for you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift you and uplift you in due season because you have submitted yourself to me. So when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, one of the things that you have to do here to humble yourself means that you have to clothe yourself or robe yourself in humility. You have to take, the Bible says that you're clothed in humility. You have an attribute of humility, of lowness, but you also have to be wrapped around in it and be garbed in it and clothed in it, because now if I'm going to take myself and make myself abased in God, it's only so that he can lift me higher. So you will present yourself in the low place, even though God is high, or Jesus is high, our Lord and Savior. He was also a man of low estate and low esteem, simply because he does not acknowledge the proud. The Bible goes on to say that he resists the proud, but he exalts the humble. So now he wants us to continue to wrap ourselves in a robe of righteousness, but in the garb, in the garment of humility, so that we will begin to be able to operate on the path and the plane that he's called us to, because he's calling us to a higher place in God. But anything that he's going to take higher, he must be able to take you low first. And it's admonished to us here that we must first take ourselves low so that we don't have to be made low. So now the text says, now humble yourself, wrap yourself in what is low, and submit yourself to God through his authority. So now when you submit yourself to God through his authority, it says, God, I am giving over to you, and I'm resisting anything that does not look like you, and I'm going to walk with you in a special way so that I can know you, and so that you and I can have fellowship, that I may dwell with you in order that I may do all that you called me to do. Because now I've got to be able to shun the nonsense of the variables or the vicissitudes of life that come against me, and I've got to rest in a place where I'm submitted to you, that I might know everything about your will and your way. So that therefore when I am submitted to God, I'm resisting everything else that exalts itself over the knowledge of God. And so he begins then to lead us in a way of submission and surrender to God, his will and his way, because we trust him. It's not a game that we're playing. It's it really is the battle of whether we trust God and his word and his truth that's biblical in our understanding, so that we'll begin to know that, God, right now, even though you slay me, I'll trust you, but then I'll submit wholeheartedly to your will, because I'm going to stay low enough that you can cause me to rise, and I'm going to stay wrapped up enough in you that your word through prayer, your word through fasting, your word through believing becomes the trust, the solid rock that I have to be able to walk in, to walk through. The problem is most people fight humility so much simply because it's our nature to be proud and to be self-serving at first, and then we also want to be able to have self-preservation, and then our will to be right. Sometimes it's super, in our point that we want to get out and prove, supersedes our ability to be humble and walk low. But see, when you know that God has made you a promise and he's walking with you, and as the text says that the enemy is as a roaring lion, he's not a lion, he's a fake. So what he's doing is he's taking the opportunity to come in and blow wind, and it's really not not even God. What it really is a smokescreen, a fallacy of what is really not God. But God says, now I need you to keep your mind focused on what I made here in the promise, because even though here it's not said as prophecy, it's prophetic certainty here, because he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So if he gives you a promise, he's got to bring that promise to pass. But the thing that has to precede that is our ability to be able to trust the word of God and not trust the smokescreen sent by man, demonic forces, and little kings that walk. So now he brings us to a place that we come around, because, see, we trust the little kings that speak, but it's amazing that we don't trust the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in his word. So now he gets us in a place that we can look at him, we can listen to him, and he tells us to be humble, but he says, now casting all of your cares upon him, simply because he cares for you. Sometimes we forget that the Lord God himself cares for us, because we don't think that anybody really cares. And so the text has to remind us now, God is working in your life, and he's caring about you, and he's concerned about the things that are coming against you. But if I can keep you focused enough on this promise here, this is why he tells us to be, watch, he says, be sober. He says, and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. So God is telling me here now, my adversary, who is the devil, is coming, and he's giving off threats, and he's giving off fronts, and he's telling me I'll be sick, my ministry won't live, things will not work out in my life for my good. He's telling me that the anointing of God won't continue to rest and rule and abide over my life. He comes to tell you that poverty and sickness and disease and uncertainty and bad marriages and financial proclivities will take you over, and he sends people into your life, and then they bark and they beat and they bring in telephones. They come with fighting words of accusations to accusers, but he says, pay attention to none of that, because it's a roaring lion that's walking about seeking to devour us. So he's seeking to take us out and to take us down, and he's seeking to allow depression to come into our life and allow us not to be able to function and intercede with us, function and interact with others, so that we will not be able to fulfill our God-given destinies as we go out in life. So he says, don't look at any of that. He said, don't look at any of that that's going on. He says, resist this, but he says, now I need you to stay steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions, watch this, are accomplished in you, your brethren that are in the world. So now he needs me to be focused against the resistance of the enemy, against the resistance of the lions that roar, because they roar, but they're not even released out of their cages. They're boxed in, and we're free. And so we allow everything that roars to take us out and run us back in and not be pushed into a place of prayer. Because, see, humility, when we are in a place of humility, that we're humbled before God, that takes us to a place of fasting, a place of prayer, a place where we read the word, a place where we know the word. And the enemy doesn't want you to read the word. The enemy doesn't want you to fast, because as long as I can keep you prayerless, as long as I can keep you not fasting, as long as I can keep you not focused on the word of God, the promise that he has will keep you paralyzed. As long as I can keep you broke, and as long as I can keep you not able to make friends and connect with people in places, I can keep your mouth shut. As long as I can make people think that the prophetic word that's released out of the mouths of prophets, evangelists, teachers, mothers, those that pray, intercessors, and those that do, as long as I can send you enough trouble and enough lions can roar, then you won't be humbled, and then you will be fighting things that are not even on the list, because they're really not anything that can take you out, but it's really the attack of what comes to keep us paralyzed. And one thing the enemy doesn't ever want you to do is to be able to break through so that other people can get free from that that's coming. So now if I keep you in a mode of defense and fighting everyone, and then they say they're prideful, they're arrogant, they're lofty, they're not in the place where they need to be, the enemy continues to kill, steal, and destroy the people of God. So now he brings us to a place where we can stay low enough that he can raise us up, that nothing can stop us from that that God has promised us that he would do, because his promises are yea and amen. But the lion comes over and he roars and he tells you that no, it's not going to happen like this. No, you're going to die prematurely. No, everybody's going to be laughing at you, because the promise of God, you're so focused on the roaring lions that you don't even know what its promises are, because you can't read the word, and you don't even want to pick the word up, because the nasty spirit of depression comes to everybody's door at least twice in this lifetime. And I didn't say any spirit of depression. The lowest spirit of depression will come to lock us up and make us think that there's nothing there, because the lions want to keep you caged, and depression will keep you in a cage. Lies from people will keep you in a cage, and they're not even true. They're lies. But do you know people will not even move because of a lie that's been told? So if the devil gets inside of our innate ability, our intellect, and lies to us long enough, we will even believe the lies. And so we will not believe the truth of God because we don't know the truth. The Bible says the children of his world, watch this, they honor lies, believe lies more than truth, darkness rather than light. The children of this world, the children of God, believe lies rather than truth. So the enemy is always coming now to keep us looking at something that's a lie rather than the truth, and keep us in a place where we're not low enough for him to raise us up. And the nasty spirit of pride, the nasty spirit of arrogance, because God hates, he said, even the proud look I hate. He said, I hate the look of the proud. So he'll keep us in a place of pride and a place of proud looks and a place of offense. A mold all the time. And so, you know, people don't want to be around people that are fighting and that are railing and that are hostile. And so they'll put lies and send them out, because we'll try to fight so much that the enemy sins. Again, not by prayer, not by fasting, not through his word. We'll fight it in the natural. And so people will send a lie out and say that we're hostile and say that we're vigilant and we're an unapproachable people. You have a look that's unapproachable. But sometimes we just get defensive because we're sick of fighting off the enemy and the roaring lions and the little kings that come to lie. But God told us today, he says in his word, he said, lay down. He said, lay down and rest with me and go into a low place, because out of that low place, I'm going to bring you up into a place that is high. And I'm going to exalt you into the place that I have for you. And I've heard the whispering about you. I've seen every spirit of sickness and disease and famine and calamity that's come against you. I've seen the foreclosures. I've seen the job losses. I've seen everything that could be sent to attack your body, sickness and disease. I've seen the maturation of age, thinking that we couldn't do anything because we were old, and there's nothing to gain from this now. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me on yesterday and today to tell the people of God to lay down and rest in him, because he's getting ready to do a great and mighty lifting of his people. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, and I will not allow you to be a liar. There's never been a time in my life that as I prophesied and I stepped out to believe God and spoken a word that he's given me, that he's ever allowed me to be ashamed. He said that before he becomes a liar, there'll be no witnesses left to tell he lied, because he'll wipe out heaven and earth, and there'll be nothing else left to operate but hell. He said heaven and earth shall pass away before my word should ever return void. He said there'll be no whispering spirits left on this earth to ever tell he lied. There won't even be heaven, he said, because I'll even wipe out heaven. There is a place in God that he speaks and declares a word through the people of God. I don't care what your title or position is, as long as you are a valid Christian of God, there's a voice that we have to declare and decree and to call in and prophesy under the word of God, the voice of God, that we know that God is true and every man is a liar, that his word will stand forever. And if we just take God at his word and position ourselves down in the bunkers where he gives us to, in a low place. Years ago, I used to sleep on the floor and fast and pray as a prophet. I used to sleep under a window, and I would sleep in a closet and sleep on the floor for days on end. And people wondered why I could really see the things that I saw. But there was no magic tricks to what I saw. But it just came through the power of humility, of sleeping on the floor, fasting and praying for days and going and walking with God so that I could know the voice of God, so I could stay low enough that I could hear him and be prostrate in the place of God for the positioning of God. There's a place that he's calling us to, and it's a low place in him, but the low place is the prerequisite for the high place, and he's going to take you and move you in circles and positions with favor from God. He said, I will give you favor with God and man. So I don't care who tries to curse you, they can't curse what God is blessing. I don't care who tries to throw a monkey wrench in the plan, they won't be able to do it. Because God says, if you just humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and watch what he says. He just didn't say humble yourself. He says humble yourself upon my hand, under my hand. He said humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So he says his hand is going to be covering you as you humble yourself. So as you're down there and as you're going, I don't care whether you are repenting, I don't care whether you're praying, I don't care whether you're seeking forgiveness and restitution, he says, as long as you do it under my hand, he said, then there's a place of protection there for you, that I'm going to guard you, and I'm going to have that place of submission there for you, that no one will be able to do you harm, because that place puts you in his will, that place puts you at first place with God, that place brings you to a place of knowing him, that you cannot fall under the hands of the living God. God says, position yourself in me, and I'm going to prosper the things of you. And in that time, you are resisting the devil. The Bible says if you resist the enemy, he will flee. So through my submission under the hand of God, I'm resisting the enemy, because this is a place that he can't touch me. He cannot allow wrath to come in this place, because the enemy cannot supersede what God has for your life. He says in the book of Peter, he says, Simon, Simon, he says, the enemy desires to sift you as wheat. He says, but I've already prayed for you. He said, I didn't pray that you wouldn't fail. I prayed for you that your faith would fail not. And he said, through the attacks that the enemy has sent, when you are converted, go back and strengthen your brother. So therefore, I know that all that I'm going through, I can't die. because the enemy has only so far to go, because God says, I've already prayed for you. I've already put a guard of protection around you and covered you in prayer. He didn't say if we would be converted. He said when we are converted, go back and strengthen someone else from the eviction, from the bankruptcy, from the hospitalizations, from the job loss, from the mental suicide, from the loss of children. He said, go back and strengthen them out of your valley, because you will survive this. There's no question about whether you're coming out, because you're in a position of protection. That's your posture. He says now, he says, I'm going to do something unique for you. He says, even through this process, I'm going to bring you to a place of validation of even every mistake that's been made. He says, I'm going to move you in a place. He says, and I'm going to redeem you in a place where the mistakes are going to come back. He said, through our submission, our humbling to God, he says, now for the mistakes that have troubled you, for the consequences of sin. Yes, we do know we pay a price and a penalty for sin, but God is a God of forgiveness, and he is a God that will come in. And as we submit to God, there's nothing else expected but the fact that God is going to be merciful. He's going to be kind, because he looks at our heart and he knows when we have been, when we're serious and we're repentant and we have been committed to the things of him. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And if you make your bed in hell, he said, I'll be there. So he says, I am the God that's the redeemer of the time. So everything that has been lost in time, and everything that you thought you couldn't make up, for every place that they put you out of, rejected you out of, because some rejection, yes, is direction, and being some rejection is just outright saving us from the bad and the poor choices that we made. And so we walked into it, and God redirected us out, because he was trying to get us into the place of his perfect will. So he says that that place there is too low for you. So I'm going to take you to a higher place, and I'm going to cause them to reject you and put you out. You're going to think it's them, but it's really the guidance of who I am, because I'm trying to redeem the time from your mistakes, of your own desires and personal transgressions, that I'm going to put you in the place that I have for you, and I'm going to direct you to the place that I want you to be, because my divine will be done in your life. My perfect and divine will be done in your life. It will not be my permissive will. I'm going to move you into the place of my perfect will, because you're my child, and I called you, and I won't let you die like this unless you outright refuse to do what I've called you to do. God says, he says, now I'm going to redeem the time, and I'm going to redeem the mistakes, and I'm going to turn them around, past sins, past failures, unfairness, rejection, self-inflicted harm, poor choices, lust and greed and desires, depression and oppression, self-will and determination. He said, I'm going to redeem it all back to you if you just humble yourself before me, because I need somebody now that has set their heart towards me to do the work and the will that I've called them to do. I'm looking for someone, he said today, that'll lay low enough to trust me to do. No matter what the lions are saying, I need somebody to trust me enough that will say, I want to stay the place. I'm going to stay in a position, and God, I'm going to wait down here on you. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I'll lay down here and prostrate myself, and God, I'll wait on you to see what the end is going to be, because God, the word that you have over my life is stronger than any curse. The word that you got over my life is stronger than any poor decision. The word that you got over my life is stronger than my own personal faults and failures and desires. And I need somebody that'll trust me enough, the word of God says, to obey me, to believe the prophetic certainty over my life. I need somebody that'll trust me to walk into the places that I've called them to walk into, because this is the God that we serve. He said, I need you in a low place now. I need you wrapped in garb enrobed in lowliness, forgiveness, for seeking me, seeking the promises of who I am. I need you humbled to a place where you know that you know that you know that I am God. I need you in a place that nobody can come and take you, the base place, the place that looks like it's a sign lower in rank, the place that leads to over here that says that I'm going to sit right here to have a modest opinion of myself, to be able to move in a place devoid of anything that looks haughty, anything that looks big. I'm going to lower you down. And he says, now, but then it's going to be to raise you up. And when I raise you up, everybody will know that I alone am God who raised you up. It will not be your own doing. It will not be your own idea. It won't be your will. It won't be a place of pride, education. It won't be a place of position where people put you. But God said, this place, if you stay robed in me in righteousness, I'm going to move you to a place where no man can curse you, a place where no man will get the glory, a place where only people will know that I have done this. He says, I'm looking for a people, and I've been looking for them for a long time. He said, I need them in a place of humility, a place of searching. And he says it like this. He says, now, he says, obedience, the Bible says, is better than sacrifice. The Bible says, obedience to the word of God is better than sacrifice. So if we submit to God, in and of itself says that this is obedience. It says it brings us to a place that we must want to submit. And once we submit to God's word, that in the things that we obey, God is going to work and outwork our obedience through faith and through submission, that we're able to see God's perfect will in our life. Morally, we're going to see it. We're going to see it violently. We're going to see it in practices and policies by which we begin to move, and we're going to see it in a place that everything will look clear through the dedication of God and our unbending dedication through fasting and prayer, our conditional love to the will of God, that we'll be able to move there in a place of reverence for what he's called us to be able to do. He says, I'm going to do it for you just like that through the power of obedience. And when he says, when will I do it? He says, now I'm going to do it in due time, and I'm going to close. I've gone too long. He says, I'm going to do it in due time, in due season. He says, now, when is that due time, and when is that due season? He says, we are given a promise that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt us, being exalt you, exalt me, exalt everybody that we know. In due time, he shall lift you up. You will notice in both cases, God does this. Now, why? Sure, for we know now the work of his hand is true. So the submission of his hand, he will materialize everything that he said, because everything that he does is good, and his promises are yea and amen. He needs us to be in a place, in a season, that we promise him through our heart, self commitment and our love towards him, that we are committed to his will and to his way. Because watch this now, we're not submitted to anything else, because see, we want to submit ourselves, watch this, to preachers, to people, to husbands, to spouses, and we want to do all of this submitting to others first. But the Bible makes us to know that we must first submit ourselves to God and not people. Our submission is not to people, because we have gotten this system and this process confused, that we take it and we go in the wrong direction. Yes, we should be under authority, but under the authority of God and know his voice and know his will first. That's why we must fast and pray and read the word, because we don't really eat the word. We just eat a lot of food, but the Bible says a sower soweth the word. Sometimes the only seed you have to sow, if you've never walked through a season of being broke, sometimes all you got is a word to sow. But the Bible says a sower soweth the word. And sometimes the word that you sow is the seed that will bring in your harvest. So you've got to know the word so you can sow it, so that you can move into a place beyond where you are. And you can't declare a word that you don't know. So therefore, we must always read his word and study the word daily. So if you don't know it, you can't give it out. So it's the same thing in the laws of reciprocity with money. You can't give what you don't have, but all you can do is sow from a place where you have. So now we've got to sow out of our spirits that we need to gain and be in a place of submission with God, that in the time that he's bringing us, that we'll be able to function in the place that he's called us to do. Because he says, now I need you to know me. In order to do this work, I'm going to need somebody that knows that they know. And I need you to know that you know that you know me now. I don't need you to function in a place that you don't know me, because it's got to be all about God. It's got to be all about his will, all about his purpose, because nobody else will be able to bring us up, bring us out, and bring us through a place. You might not need a material thing, but you certainly need God's spirit. You need his power. You need health. You need vision. You need to be able to ward the hands of the enemy away from the saints of God, and to be able to pray for long life, longevity, stewardship, and be able to pray back witches and demons and warlocks and devils, and then also pray against generational curses, but also pray in generational blessings, because it's a duality there. So we speak about the curses, but he also promised generations of blessings. And some of us are cursed because we can't curse the demon that comes to take our generational blessing away from us and has taken it away, but we didn't have the power and the authority to curse the curse. So now he gives us a will and to do, and something that we must do every day, that we, no matter the place that we have, so that we'll know what street to go down, Mother Ruby, so you'll know which way to take a left turn, so that mothers in the church can sit in the sanctuary and tell prophets and be able to see with vision and know demonic forces when they come and know the wind of change and how it's moving and be able to pray through grandchildren, pray through drunks and alcoholics and alcoholism and cancer and rebuke cancer demon off the mother's board and those that come to take life early. So now he says, yes, he says, now in this submission, he gives everybody an assignment. He gives everybody a will to do under the mighty hand of God. He says that he's going to do it in due time. He says in due season. He says, where are we going to be? And I'm going to close with this. He says, under the mighty hand of God, we will be humbled. We will be exalted. He said, we are not to humble ourselves. We are to be humbled under his hand because we love him. Why? Because he promises to lift us for a purpose, for an assignment, for a promise, for the process that he's called us to do in this season. He said he's going to bring you face to face with killing every enemy that comes to abort destiny and purpose on your life. Yet in the end, victory, we're going to be able to see it, and it's going to be accomplished in all that he's called us to do. He said, I resist the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If so, it ought to be at least us to be able to tell that we don't want to be outside the will of God. We don't want to be proud. We don't want to be lofty. We don't want to be lost. And we don't want to be left destitute, because God has promised to bring us through victorious. He's promised that we would win with him and with his word. When God is done, I'm done. God said to tell the people of God, to tell all of us, if we could just lay low enough, he's going to lift us high enough. In due season, that we're going to be able to do all that he's called us to do. He said the lions have come. Yeshua. He said, and they just came as a roaring lion. He said, but they are lying to us. And we listened to the lies because we were not low enough. So we heard them and we tried to fight them. But God said he's going to lift us. And I don't care what age or stage, God promised today that he's going to do the lifting. He's been talking a long time. We just haven't been listening. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word. God, I thank you for you said, thou, O Lord, are a shield for us, thy glory and the lifter of our head. God, I thank you for lifting our heads today. God, I thank you for cursing depression today. God, I thank you for healing bodies today. God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving us to walk in the newness of life today. And God, I thank you for making me greater today. God, touch everybody on this line and give them what they need. God, lift them like never before. God, I need you to do a miracle for these people on this line. God, you said you do it. And God, you said special miracles, what you do for us. And God, I thank you for special miracles today. God, I taught what you said, teach to your people. I gave it to the best of my ability. Now, God, you do that only you can do in the lives of each and every one of us. God, we need you today. And God, we thank you for victory. God, we thank you for power. And God, I thank you for taking us low enough to bring us high enough. And God, I thank you for lifting our heads like never before. God, in Jesus' name. And for this we say thank you. And for this we say thank you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all might say this ain't got nothing. Yes, it do. Yes, it has something to do with it. Oh, yeah, no, Moshe. Hallelujah, because we should reverence God. We should reverence the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can we be so mean and nasty and ugly to one another and then go before the Lord and ask him to bless us when you just cuss out your sister, brother, when you just slap them in the face? Then you going to go and try to pray to God? Come on, people. God don't work like that. You have to humble yourself. Turn the other cheek sometimes. Walk in somebody else's shoes. Don't be quick to run the mischief. Don't be quick to gossip or receive some gossip. All that has to do with humility. Humility is, I spoke to that late last night, or I think it was late last night, or early this month, humility. It is an ingredient for greatness. It's an ingredient for success. It's an ingredient for a holy life. The Bible said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. Jesus came as a humble servant. He humbled himself. We taught that on yesterday. Hallelujah. He humbled himself and took on the form. What is a form? The form of a servant. She said the devil is as what? A roaring lion. Hallelujah. He's roaring like a lion, but he don't have no power. Hallelujah. You can roar as loud as you want, but if you don't have no power, I'm not scared of you roaring. You're doing what a lion do. A dog does what a dog do. A dog is going to bark. A cat is going to meow. Amen. That's their nature. Fire, no more fire. But you have power. You have power. God has given you power. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. And that's why there's no miracles in the church. That's why there's no signs and wonders. Because the Bible says, these things shall follow the believer. Signs and wonders, they're going to follow the believer. But it's not following us because we won't adhere. We won't unhumble ourselves. We walking around proud and haughty. The Bible says pride come before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. This woman preached the other day. Hey, you might not be jumping and shouting, but baby, she done preached to me today. Woo, glory to God. I have to walk in humility here in New Orleans. Do you know I have folks out here in the city knew my previous life? Do you know that's what the devil want to do? Say, oh, and put it in my, she ain't no different. That's that same age. The devil be damned. I got a new walk, baby. I got a new life, and it's over in Zion. I'm not that same person. Amen. But guess what? If I don't humble myself, if I don't pray, if I don't fast, I'll allow this old man to be resurrected. You don't want this old man to be resurrected. Jesus was resurrected. We're celebrating Resurrection Sunday. Don't resurrect that old man. Amen. Because if you don't stay fasted and pray it up, that old man will resurface. It don't take nothing for it to resurface. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Ruby, but I was in, I'm going to say this, then we're going to open up the lines. I was in Office Max this morning, and I was trying to find a file document, rather, and I have so many documents, I don't know what poll this is. So, you know, the lady was getting a little, disturbed, amen. And so, you know, I'm trying to find my document, and then she stopped and tell me to hold on. She's going and help somebody else. Well, wait, hold up. I have a flesh going to rise up. And I'm like sitting there like, okay, I'm a customer too. So when she come back, I said, well, you know, I said, ma'am, that was rude of you. What you mean, nasty? Well, I'm here to get a service done. You stop what you're doing for me and go and assist the other customer. I waited till my turn. So guess what? The next customer can wait until you finish with me. Then the lady tells me, well, I'm looking for a document for you, and I'm not charging you. Oh, okay. Then I had to come out my bag. Okay. When did OfficeMax start charging people to locate a document? Matter of fact, I'm with the Diocese of Stockton. Okay, I got a Retail Connect card. Amen. So that qualifies me to get a service done here, and no service says that there's a charge for you looking for my job. I didn't get into all that like I'm telling you all. But afterwards, I just said, okay. I said, after she couldn't find the guy, I said, that's all right, ma'am. I got my little jump drive, and I went to introduce myself to the store manager, and I had to let him know who I was, and I gave him a business card. I said, I do business here. I'm with the Diocese of Stockton. And I told him what happened. I said, now, I'm here in New Orleans. There's only one OfficeMax in the whole city. So that means I don't have no other choice but to come here. But when I come, I want to have a pleasant experience. I don't want no conflict with anybody. So I introduced myself, and he said, okay, ma'am. He said, don't worry. I certainly will. I was not. You know, today everybody needs their job, okay? And if you treasure your job, then guess what? Be courteous and respectful to your customers, okay? Your customers are the ones that come in and support this business. And you need a job, and guess what? OfficeMax ain't going to let you let them look bad. They ain't going to let you make them ashamed. That's the same way with God. We can't make our Lord and Savior ashamed. We have to learn how to conduct ourselves. Now, I didn't cuss the woman out. If I had one of my nieces, well, no, not my nieces or nephews, because they respect me, they wouldn't do that. But if I had, you know, somebody else with me with no tax, they would have cussed the woman out. I didn't do that. I just waited. Okay? So I'm saying, people of God, God will bless you if you walk in humility. It don't take nothing to, like Sister Apophis Glover said, take the low seat. Hallelujah. If you're low, then God will bring you higher. But if you're already high, then guess what? High don't take you any higher. You know, the low man is the one that comes up to a higher level, not the high man. The high man just get elevated, but the high man has to humble himself. My Uncle Alfred said, he said, Adrian, a low man don't have to ever worry about falling. Because he's so low, guess what? He ain't going to fall. All he got to do is just lay on over. Hallelujah. So we say that because we want to walk in the spirit of humility. And if we want the blessings of the Lord to follow us, guess what? All you got to do is get low, humble yourself. That was a good word. That was an anointed word God gave for that word for us today. Amen. So I receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby and see who's on the line. I'm not at a computer, so I can't see any of you all, so I don't know who's on the line. Amen. But I'm going to give it over into the hands. God bless you for that awesome word today, Prophetess Plus.
Amen. We have a call. I don't recognize the number. And so 540-1342.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Robinson, and I'm calling out of... Yeah, this is Cheryl Robinson. I'm calling out of Fredericksburg, Virginia. I just want to say that I really enjoyed the message. It just really inspired me to just begin to really, really get back into the place where I have been trying to get to. I've been doing so much homework, and I've kind of lost my space and lost my place in my prayer, and that's where I want to get back to, that place on the floor, that humility place, that place back on the floor where I can really say that I'm humbled before God, because I remember just once being in his presence and feeling like a speck. I just felt so small and so little. And I just want to just say that you really brought that back to my remembrance, and you brought it back to a place. God brought it back to a place where I could say that that's where I need to be again. And I just want to thank God for my tuning in today, and for your tuning in today, and for your humility, for being someone who would lay down their life for a friend, because everybody's not answering the call when God calls.
Jesus. Well, we thank you, Sister Cheryl. She's a beautiful woman of God. She supports this ministry. She comes on sometime in the chat room or listen in the archives or like us on Facebook, so we certainly bless the Lord for her. God bless you, Sister Cheryl. That's the place that we all need to get back to, laying before God. And, you know, sometimes we get so busy with our own lives, and, you know, and that's what the devil wants us to get busy doing other things. And then we don't set no time aside to consecrate ourselves, to meditate, to get going our secret closet. If we can make time for everything else, surely we can find some time, commune with God. So need it. We gonna need it. God ain't playing.
Amen. I love communing with God. I love those 2-hour conversations. It just seems as though the time has shortened, and I just don't know. I just want to just get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up where I used to be. But I hear the Lord saying that it's time to move forward, and you can't go backwards sometimes. You just have to move forward and go where I'm taking you. So just be, just go forward, do what I tell you to do, and it's going to be all right.
Amen.
What is the young lady's name that's speaking on the line right now? What's her name?
My name is Cheryl Robinson.
Okay, Sister Robinson, I'm going to encourage you to do something, and maybe this will help you, but don't worry about the time that has been lost. God is a redeemer of the time. And I said that earlier today. And what you do is, I know that you have your studies in school and it's a priority, and then you have day-to-day things that are taking place in your life. But I tell you what, if you would just try to divide your time, and there's 24 hours in a day, and ask God to move you up. Maybe something simple to 1 hour and 20 minutes with him, but ask him to do it to a place now where say, God, give me 30 minutes that's with you, and compact it like it's 1 hour, and then you watch him continue to give you the time that you can carve out, and he's going to redeem and restore the time that you can be with him in prayer and the study of your word. And don't let the whispering spirits talk to you about lost time, because God is the redeemer and the restorer of time. And nobody can do that but him. Nobody can do it but him.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Right.
Thank you for that.
God bless you, sis.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Mother Charity.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. I certainly did enjoy that word coming from Prophet Glover. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word is just so rich and it's just so good. And I mean, when we receive it, you know, it can help us. It can help us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we all know we all got some coming up to do. We haven't made it yet. Praise the Lord.
That's
amen.
Right,
and it
That's
just
right.
takes time, amen, to serve the Lord. It's a daily walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God, amen, for his word and for his instructions. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is just so good, and this is what's going on. He started telling us how to bring ourselves up and how to humble ourselves and keep us with that humility. Praise the Lord. All of this, it takes it all, amen, to serve the Lord. So I'm just grateful, amen, for the instructions, and glory to God. God's word going forth. He's a good God. Hallelujah. And our experiences with God helps us, amen, for another time for us to come on up higher. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all today, and y'all pray for me.
Amen, Mother.
Amen.
Jesus.
Okay, thank you. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Hallelujah.
Come back to her. Here we go with Minister Democrat.
All right, Democrat is back.
Amen, 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 amen. This was a word. Amen to God. Amen. I enjoyed that word. Amen, woman of God. Amen. I was just listening to her talking about humbling ourselves and whatnot. And this was a very important message because humbling means making something lower. And we put our problems more important, like this bill or this sickness or this person. God can't do this, you know. But we got to remember to humble ourselves. And what was that verse number 9 said when she's talking about, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every
name. Above
every
name.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So we got to remember, amen to God, that he is bigger than any problem in your life. So when he said humbling yourself, not just being lowly, but all that stuff going on in your life, put that under Jesus is still bigger than all of that stuff. So, amen. I'm just reminded, you know, sometimes we just need to hear that, amen, and hear the preachers and the people of God tell us, amen to God, remember, be humble, amen, not just, amen, bow your head, but put that stuff lower than God. Don't put it above, you know, wherein we just like, you know, worrying and stuff like that. Because I had situations and bills and different business relationships that were like, oh, Lord, how you going to do this? How you going to do that? And amen to God. And this word reminds us, amen to God, put them under. God is bigger than that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I receive that, woman of God. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn.
Hey.
Okay. We're going to try to go back to Prophetess Darlene Davis. Prophetess Darlene Davis. Okay, maybe she's not answering. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hey. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. I'm truly blessed, overwhelmed by the word on today. I thank God for Apostle. I thank God for the, I called her Apostle. I thank God for the prophetess. I thank God for what God is doing in her life. I thank God for what he's bringing her to. And I just thank God for the humble spirit that she carries. And she was able to bring forth this message with such an humble spirit that she has. And I'm truly blessed. One today, I just give honor to God and honor to Pastor Bernard and each and every one of you. And I tell you, I just can't say anymore because I'm just truly, truly blessed by this topic. I tell you, last night, I was thinking about it this morning, this afternoon. Thank God for this topic. Thank God for you, Pastor Bernard. God bless you all.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your name, God.
You know, could I say something really quick?
Yeah,
Yeah, I just want to say two things. I'm going to say something to Minister Democrat in a moment, but I want to prophesy really, but I want to speak a word of knowledge to Prophetess Darlene Davis, and that is something clear, and it's going to just sound strange, but it's true, and you're going to watch God do things for you. You need to just start declaring God's word over your life, your ministry and circumstances. Just begin to prophesy his word over your own life and saturate yourself in his word, and you're going to see more and more what you say, you're going to see it. But we have to be in a position that we declare a thing. And sometimes circumstances and vicissitudes and issues of life cause us not to be able to do that. But I was listening to you. The word of God, the word of the Lord spoke to me and said, his word needs to be on your lips for you to declare over your own life. And you're going to see the manifestation of it arise in your life. You're going to see him. His hand is going to move by the word that you declare out of your mouth.
Mm.
And why does he say it? He says that we'll have whatever we say we'll have. And I've had to learn that in a season of walking day to day by faith. It's no secret. I don't have anything in my life to hide. But when you have to live day to day and ask God to provide, send healing and bring healing, that word has to come out of your mouth. It's got to be on your lips. And whatever you say, I think it's a song, Minister Democrat may know it better than me, but I shall have what I decree. You've got to stand up and be the prophet of God over your life, your destiny, and over this situation of what you want to see. If you don't say it, you won't be able to see it. And that is the word of the Lord for you. And you're going to see things change. You watch him do it. According to your faith and according to your declaration, because he's just magnanimous and big like that to you. And I believe that for you. And he's going to lift your head, and he's going to wipe the shame away, and you're going to be able to see things come back for you because God is faithful. Last thing, I'll close and say, Minister Democrat, as you go, believe God. I just felt it in my spirit. Believe God for increase financially in open doors as you go. I don't know what your business is and what you do, but I just felt it in my spirit, and it came up in my heart, and God allowed me to release it to you. I said,
Believe God and lay before him for it.
And just seek God and know. And I'm telling you, the hand of God is going to send increase to your business,
hallelujah,
to your
hallelujah,
house like never before.
I receive it, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
It's 7 days, and he's going to give you the fast more.
Yes, God.
In a week, and you lay before him, and you fast.
Increase
come into your coffers, increase into your life like never before.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And that's the word of the Lord. He says,
Holy
now,
Ghost.
He gives you the ability.
Hallelujah.
Now, you're a priest, a prophet, king, a business person in the land, but he gives you to be able to conduct business and do it. You got to reel it in to be able to do it.
Ah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
You watch God, and
hallelujah.
He's going to allow you to see like an eagle.
Hallelujah.
An eagle-eyed prophet.
Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
Simultaneously,
hallelujah, Lord.
Priest, prophet, and king is what he says you are. Priest, prophet, and king.
And it gives you a three-dimensional anointing to do the work he's called you to do. But he's going to give you the vision to be able to call in that you need to do for this season. And so I'm going to, matter of fact, I'm going to seal it with a prayer that the word of God will be for you and be on your life. You'll see the manifestation of it. God, I thank you, Lord God, right now for what the spirit of entrepreneurship, what the man of God is doing, his ministry, open doors as he goes. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by you, Lord God. And God, I ask you right now to order his steps, open doors that no man can shut, shut doors that no man can open. Lord God, like no one can, Lord God, every spirit that weighs against them, Lord God, right now we curse it. God, we don't just rebuke it, we send the curse to the hand and to the wind that weighs against them. And God, I thank you, Lord God, right now. And I praise you, Lord God, right now for what you're going to do in this life. And God, we thank you for increase, Lord God, right now. And God, block right now. Stop the ears of the enemy. Stop the ears of the enemy, Lord God. Every whispering spirit, stop the ears of the enemy, Lord God, right now. And God, we blow a wind, a breath of God, and let your breath, your pneuma, your wind flow, Lord God. And we curse, Lord God, every whispering spirit. Lord God, lift them, Lord God, right now for the work.
I want to pray for Mother Charity's health, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me concerning a body, and I don't know exactly how he's going to continue to heal and lift, but I'm going to pray a special release of healing and send healing to our house and even to Mother Ruby and anyone that may be afflicted. And I don't mean down sick, but to keep their body strong. And God, I thank you, Lord God, right now. And God, I praise you for, Lord God, these mothers in Zion, Lord God, the women of God. God, right now, God, undergird them, Lord God, and everyone that needs your healing. God, we send healing and good health. You said with long life shall you satisfy them, Lord God. You said, Lord God, right now you would give them good health and everlasting health, Lord God, and touch everyone, Lord God. Even, Lord God, my Aunt Barbara, Lord God, touch her, Lord God, even New Orleans. Everyone, encompass, Lord God, right now with good health and healing, and, Lord God, keep them strong. You said with long life shall you satisfy them, Lord God. Keep their body strong, Lord God. Keep their head lifted, Lord God. You said no sickness would come nigh them, Lord God.
Jesus.
Healthy, and we rebuke any sickness and disease that would come against the bodies of the men and women of God, Lord God, right now. Undergird and touch like never before. Heal bodies like only you can do, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And we'll say thank you. We'll give your name the praise. We'll give your name the honor. And we'll give your name the glory because you're God. And God,
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord God, right now for strengthening them, Lord God, as they go, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, right now. Go, God, go in every piece of anatomy and physiology into the blood, Lord God. Touch them like never before, Lord God. Keep their hearts healthy, Lord God. We rebuke cancer. We rebuke COPD.
Hallelujah.
We rebuke any level of disease that would come against the men and women of God. But, Lord God, touch these vessels, Lord God, like only you can. And, God, keep them strong like only you can. And, Lord God, even, Lord God, no matter the situation, everything that concerns your body. Keep them healthy, Lord God, and I thank you. And God, right now, God, we thank you and we praise you.
Lord,
and God,
as
it has been for days, and God, even as I see now, God, as I shift, even with, Lord God, Pastor Adrian, God, I thank you, Lord God, for the level of increase in anointing, and
I thank you for the
uplifting of favor and guiding and providing, Lord God, like only you can. Lord God, God, I thank you, Lord God, for ways being made out of no ways, but special miracles, Lord God, that you promised that you would do. God, I thank you for, Lord God, for even more to come, and Lord God, increase in favor. You said you give it with God and man.
Hallelujah.
God, we praised you for it. We prayed for it. And, Lord God,
yes,
we trust in
yes,
you and believe in, Lord God, that you'll keep on doing great things for us. And, God, we say thank you.
Thank you.
And, God, we praise you. And, God, we magnify you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like never before. Lord God, don't let her be ashamed, Lord God. Don't let her be in lack, Lord God. Don't let her wonder, Lord God. But let her walk in humility and faith.
Hallelujah.
And believe that you will do it like never before. And God, I forever give your name the praise. We'll forgive your name the glory.
Oh, yes,
and all
Lord.
Of the honor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that word today, God. I tell you, God gave us that word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I got a spirit sitting here. And I'm going to ask the saints of God, I want you all to pray for my brother. Hallelujah. Andrew is his name. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Hallelujah. God can do anything. Amen, amen. I'm going back to Sister Ruby to see if there's any more callers on the line.
Yeah, let's try Sister Dawn one more time. Sister Dawn?
She's been doing all that time.
Oh, she's
doing all
okay, she's up talking there. Brother Marty is on the line. Thank you for coming on, Brother Marty.
And okay.
That's it. Who was that, anybody? The word was a blessing, Prophetess Glover. We thank the Lord he led you to come on this topic, humbling yourself, the power of humility. And I like where you went with 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6, to humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Under the mighty hand of God, submission and God's hand is there. Never looked at it like that, how you broke it down, but it was a blessing. And always pray and fast and seek the Lord that he can give you strength to go forth in the ministry that he set out for you and live holy and righteous. So God bless you, Prophet Glover. It was a blessing.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Adrian.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Prophetess Glover. We certainly thank God for you taking out your busy schedule to share the word of God with us today, and my heart is encouraged. Amen. We just want to give an announcement or two. Amen. We haven't really been able to get everything that we desire to do together, but nevertheless, we're moving forward. Amen. Join us tomorrow. We have a little Chaz Bradford is supposed to be with us tomorrow, so maybe he'll give us about 8 or 10 minutes and let the Lord use him on tomorrow, and then we'll see what the Lord will say later on for our speaker tomorrow. Nevertheless, I'll bring Minister Democrat on with the Thursday announcement, and then Friday, of course, for both Fridays, will be on. I just want you all to continue to keep me lifted up in prayer. I tell you, it's, you know, if you haven't been to this city, and many of you all saw the devastation with Katrina, but just to be here in the city, I haven't been here in 2 years, and even when I was here for my aunt's funeral, but just riding through the city and seeing, you know, God has souls everywhere. There's so much work to do. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the labor is a few. So I'm asking you all to pray mightily for us that God will open up doors where we can do effective ministry here in this city. Certainly it is a great need here. Also, I want you all to continue to lift up our leaders, lift up Pastor Blakes and R.C. Blakes and Pastor Samuel Blakes. He had a friend of me in the city, their Mother Blakes and that whole family of churches. We're just so honored and blessed that God has connected us with such a ministry here in the city. And we want you all to
block your dates for our citywide crusade. We wasn't able to get it going last year, but it's going to be here in New Orleans. So we're inviting all of our friends and laborers in the gospel to come to New Orleans in September. We're going to be rolling out those announcements and going to be doing some promoting beginning the first week in May. But save the dates. We're going to get some save the dates cards out. So that's September the 4th, 5th, and the 6th. Amen. So it will certainly be here in the city. We've already got a venue for it. So I tell you, God is moving. He's moving. He's moving. Amen. So mark your calendar, September the 4th through the 6th here in the city of New Orleans. I'm excited about that thing. I'm excited. I'm going to try to
all
do
right.
A family reunion. A family and a school reunion, reuniting some of my friends that I've grown up with that's still here in the city, and neighbors and associates that we've known down through the years. I tell you, there's a great work to be done here in this city. And also, by way of announcement, we want you to remember Lady Rosalind's Women's Conference coming up on April the 25th and April the 26th. One of my cousins, Pastor Jackie McLemore, is one of the speakers. So that'll be held in Hoover, Alabama, which she says about 30 minutes right outside of Birmingham. So remember that conference. Continue to pray for Lady Rosalind Morris and that women's conference there. Also, I'm asking, and I did this a couple weeks ago, Pastor Robert Blakes is hosting a father-daughter talk conference here in the city on June 19th and 20th. It's going to be here in the city of New Orleans. And I'm telling you, people of God, I'm asking all of our supporters to sponsor one young lady. One young lady, $45. And I got to get the age groups because it's $35 for a certain age group. But if you can make a sacrifice and sponsor one young lady, you don't have to live New Orleans to sponsor someone to come. Sponsor one young lady to attend that father-daughter conference. And I'm telling you, just not needed in New Orleans. It's needed all over the nation. We have to encourage our young women, amen, and let them know that they don't have to twerk. They don't have to use their bodies to get the things that they need in life. If there ever was a time where we need to come back to prayer and pray for our young people, it is now. I have a granddaughter here in the city with two children. Amen. So she's 24 years old. So we got young daughters that don't have fathers in their lives. And therefore, they don't value themselves as young ladies. Amen. When you don't have that father figure in your life, it takes something away from a young woman in her upcoming, her upbringing, I'll say. So we need to cover these young women. We need to cover these young men. Things are happening every day in our community. We have neighbors that don't even know who we are. We have neighbors that we don't even share this gospel with. But we got to go back into the communities. We have to go back to door-to-door witnesses, like the Jehovah Witnesses. We don't even take no stock in that. But I tell you one thing they're doing. They're out here, and whether you like it or not, they're going to knock on your door. All you can do is say, I'm not interested. But, baby, they're knocking on your door. And you can tell them not to come back. A new group of them will come back and knock on your door. They're Jehovah's Witness. What are we witnessing for? When are we telling anybody about Jehovah? Jehovah, that's all they're saying is we're a witness for God. You know, they just got their own doctrine. You ain't got to buy into their doctrine.
Well, when are we going to get out and knock on somebody's door and tell them Jesus loves? When are we going to tell our neighbors about Jesus? Come on, people of God, it's time to. We got to go back. We got to do our first works again. Amen. So I just thank God for this word, the power of humility. Thank God for Pastor Glover coming and share the word of God. This is my cousin also. Sometimes I call her my favorite cousin, and sometimes I don't know. Okay, but she is. She and I talk just about every other day. We talk, and we're talking about things that can enhance our ministry, things that can enhance our livelihood, our life. We're not sitting down talking about who shot Joe. We feel bad if somebody got shot and feel bad for the person that shot him. Hallelujah. But if we would cover these people with prayer, then guess what? We can take control over our communities. She said today, the devil comes as a roaring lion. But we got power over the devil. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word today. Amen. So I'm going to go to Minister Liberal Democrat, any announcements he has, and then we're going to let Prophetess Glover get on off the line and close us out with a word of prayer. Sister Ruby, do you have any announcements?
Oh, no, just in the chat room was in his presence, MWE, and he thanked us for allowing him to be on the chat room.
Amen. In his presence. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, and you had another number came up, but they dropped off. I guess it's New Orleans, 504. No, 331. I'll give it to you later.
Okay, well, God bless them. Amen, amen. Minister Democrat, God bless you. Good to have you back.
Amen, amen. Good to be back. That was a good word. Amen. I don't know if I found this right song that the woman of God was talking about amen, decree. Myron Butler sings a song called Speak. It says, I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. Amen. Amen. So that's his decree and declaration in that song. I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. I believe. I believe. Amen. So we want to come back Thursday. Amen of God. Amen. We're going to be covering the woman of God. She's on new ground. Amen to God. Hallelujah. In New Orleans. So, amen. Those that can and will, when you call in, amen, amen. Be prayed up. Amen. Because we, amen, going to cover the woman of God. Amen. Those of you, amen, that didn't get a chance to, amen to God. We definitely, amen to God. Those going to have words, amen, for her. You know, those that have been on this line some from the inception. Amen. I have words, amen, to say, amen, for the woman of God, amen to God, that we are, amen to God, this ministry is building, it's going forward, amen, it's not standing still, but it's standing up, amen, hallelujah. So God is doing something with the people that's calling in, so amen, remember to call in Thursday, amen, we're going to be covering the woman of God, those that have words, amen, they're going to have opportunity to speak, amen, and say something on behalf of the woman of God and how this ministry, amen, has blessed your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that. We're going to go back to Pastor Glover and let her dismiss us with the word of prayer. Continue to pray for the bereaved family. Continue to remember Evangelist Cummings' family. Continue to pray mightily for Evangelist Cummings. And continue to pray for Sister Ruby. You know, I thank God for Sister Ruby. She's just so tired. I call her today, and she said, I got to go. I got to sign on. Amen. She was getting me off the phone because she had to sign on. So truly, I thank God for Sister Ruby. Thank God for Mother Sherry, Prophetess Glover, and Sister Cheryl Robinson. Thank God for my sister Dawn. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray for Brother Marty and continue to pray for the Bradford family here in New Orleans. Amen. Prophet.
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, you can hear me? Okay, good. So, God, with you, and I'm going to pray, but actually, before I pray, I'm going to ask Minister Democrat to pray for Brother Andrew and for Brother Marty, and then I'll close it out in the end.
Okay.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, God. We bring these two men of God before you, God. Amen, Brother Andrew. Amen, right now, God, asking God that wherever he's at, amen, oh God, those that's on this line, the woman of God told us to humble ourselves. And the word said, amen, God, to pray for others and consider others than ourselves. We ask that the intercessors on this line, amen, begin to pray in color with me as we begin to pray over this man of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, hallelujah, you said, whether there are two or three asking anything, God, you are in the midst, oh God. We ask, God, that you get in the midst on this phone, oh God. Ask, God, that you, oh God, from this prayer, amen, that you find that brother in the name of Jesus right now, God. Find him right now, God. Cover him right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's still praying, God. We don't know specifically what to ask for, God. But, Lord, as the hair on his head is numbered, God, you know the need, oh God, even now, God. You know, God, the condition. You know the situation. You know the specific demon, amen, to God, that's messing, that's afflicting. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment in the name of oh, come on, somebody praying with me right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. The woman of God said, humble yourself. Amen, amen. Not just praying for myself today, but I'm covering Andrew in the name of Jesus. Somebody covering. Oh, God, bless him right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. The other brother in the name of Jesus, God. Amen. Cover the men, oh, God. How the devil, amen, is trying to steal the men out the church, oh, God. The devil is trying to steal the men out the family, oh, God. But in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, God, send the men back, God. Oh, God, with the right frame of mind, God. Oh, God, that demon that has been assigned to him, oh, God. Hallelujah. Cancel his assignment in the name of Jesus from these intercessors on this phone, God. In the name of, as we intercede, oh, God, as we touch and agree, God. Oh, God, right now, that city he's in right now, run the devil off of his street, God. Run the devil out of his house, God. Run the devil out of that congregation that he's going to go to in the name of Jesus. Send the angels in Jesus' name, oh God, not by power nor by might, oh God, but by your spirit, that there be no backlash, there be no retaliation from this service, oh God, asking, oh God, that you cover the woman of God, amen, to God, oh God, and pour back into her, God, that everything that she had poured out, amen, on the people of God. We speak this in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, God, that you're going to do these things. Amen to God. Oh, God, because your word says so. Amen to God. Before your word shall fail. Amen. You said the people that's listening will fail. Oh, we receive that word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, those brothers are covered right now. Amen. We thank you in advance, oh, God. We give you a wave offering right now, God, for divine help, oh, God. We give you a wave offering right now, God. Hallelujah. A blessing, oh, God. The state of mind, oh, God. We give you a blessing right now, God. Oh, God, for turning it around in that city, in that brother's life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That witchcraft spirit, we come against it right now. Hallelujah. That controlling spirit, we come against it right now. Hallelujah. That Jezebel spirit, we come against it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we pray, God, you're revealing. Oh, God, right now, that, oh, God, hallelujah, God. Do it right now for your name's sake, oh, God. God, bless those men of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, demon, oh, God, we come against you right now. How the blood of Jesus is against you. The saints of God have prayed and covered these men in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done today. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for you said, Lord God, that we would humble ourselves before you.
Hallelujah.
That God, you would exalt, Lord God, in due season. And God, I thank you that our due season is coming. And
Hallelujah.
I thank you that we'll be willing and obedient to your word. And
yes,
God,
God,
I thank you, Lord God, right
yes,
now
God.
For touching everybody represented, every family represented on this line. And Lord
yes,
God,
God,
I thank you for increasing us
Hallelujah.
Like never before in every area, spiritually,
yes, God. Yes, God.
Physically,
yes, God.
Financially, emotionally,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Uh-huh.
Touch hearts like only you can. And Lord God, let us be a living testimony to that you've given us. And God, we thank
God.
You for your word
thank
right
you,
now. And we thank you for your promises that are yea and amen. And God,
yes,
make
God.
Us stronger, make us better. And keep us humble, Lord God, as we move in you. And God, lift us like never before. And don't let us be ashamed, God. And
yes,
I thank you
God.
In Jesus' name. Lord God, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus.
Bless
Jesus,
your name, God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah,
yes, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Ruby, we're going to turn it over to you. God bless you all. Pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. Amen. Pray for some of those that we haven't seen on the line. Also, pray for Sister Patrice. She's been in my spirit. I'm going to have to call her. Sister Cammy. Amen. I haven't seen her. We saw Evangelist Doris on yesterday. And pray for Sister Dorothy Screen. Sister Dorothy Screen introduced Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy to this line, and also Evangelist Doris. So she has some seed in the ground. Pray
yes,
for her.
God.
Her name is Dorothy Screen. We met this woman of God, I think, almost 2 years ago, and she introduced them to the line. And pray for her. She just made contact with me, and I don't know what her situation is, but anyway, I'm asking the saints to remember her. Her name is Dorothy Screen, like Screen Door. That's her last name. Pray for her. Amen. And remember Sister T in your prayers. Amen. Pastor Hamilton, pray for all those that are regulars that come on this line. Amen. And even Sister Barbara, Mother Charity's sister, she was calling in and, you know, bringing up a bill, and she thought her bill was, she thought she had unlimited long distance, and it ran up her bill. So pray for Sister Barbara that she can get unlimited minutes again, and that she'll be able to call back into the line. Amen. Pray for Prophetess Darlene Davis and her prayer line. She has it on tonight, Tuesdays, and Saturdays. Amen. And Mother Charity is on every day, Monday through Saturday. So remember them as you pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Sister Ruby, it's working. Well, I'm going to have to make that my signature tune, y'all.
All right. Got a seed in the ground.
Thank God for the man of God, Minister Democrat, being back. He'll be able to download these messages on YouTube. Amen. Visit us on Twitter. Like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Amen. God bless you. Hook up with Prophetess Glover. She's on Facebook and Twitter, and continue to pray for her ministry, Dunamis Ministries International and Voices of Evangelism. Amen. God bless you all. We also have a meeting tonight. It's called an Extreme Faith Encounter with Pastor Henry Bolden, and Pastor Robert Blakes is going to be speaking in that service tonight. So pray for Perfecting Life Ministries here in New Orleans with Pastor Henry Bolden. He's been on our broadcast before, so pray for that man of God. Pray for my mother and all of my siblings here in the city. God bless you all. Have a great day.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To be. need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you wait on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
It's Working by William Murphy. Okay, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. Closing out.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, Jesus.